You are listening to the Victory Podcast. We hope this message will find favor in your life. For more updates about Victory, log on to victory.org.ph and bookmark our website in your browser. Now, here's your message.
You know, when we talk about marriage, we talk about immediately what comes to mind, our hearts and love. How many married people do we have in the house? Could you lift up your hand? Come on, come on, come on. Parang ano, ha? Konti lang. Do I assume if you're not lifting up your hand, you're single? Okay, sino yung mga single? Taas kamay. Gusto ko lang makita. Bakit yung iba hindi nagtataas ng kamay, oh? Ano, nasa gitna tayo, hindi kayo sure. Hopefully, after ng preaching natin, alam nyo na kung saan kayo. Okay? But I wanna just give a you know, konting caution lang. If we have kids in the house, medyo may mga parts lang tayo need to explain because we're gonna talk about marriage from the Bible. You know, when you think about marriage, di ba ang saya nung wedding day, tapos sunod-sunod na celebration, but we need to understand, bakit ba tayo kinakasal? Bakit ba may marriage? Sino ba nagpasimuno nitong marriage na to? Bakit kailangan ba magastos? Hindi natin sasagutin yung mga perks ng marriage, okay? But if you have your Bible with me, open it with me, please, to Mark chapter 10, okay? So just lift up your Bible with me right now, Mark chapter 10. Tapos tayo po tayo in reverence to God's Word. And then we're gonna read Mark chapter 10. Allow me to read verses 1 to 9. Okay, so I want to read verses 1 to 4. And then you read verses 5 to 9. Jesus then left that place and went to the region of Judea and across the Jordan. Again, crowds of people came to him. And as was his custom, he taught them. Some Pharisees came and tested him by asking, "Is it lawful for a man to divorce his wife?" "What did Moses command you?" he replied. They said, "Moses permitted a man to write a certificate of divorce and send her away." Please read verse 5 all the way to 9. Ready? Go. Therefore, what God has joined together, let none separate. Panginoon, salamat po sa iyong salita ng bibigay buhay. Panginoon, basbasan niyo kami ng banal na presensya niyo upang amin maisabuhay ang inyong salita sa ngalan ni Jesus. Amen. Please have a seat. I'm trying to recall when I was still rehearsing my marriage proposal. Tsaka naniniwala po ako dun sa It's More Fun in the Philippines. Naniniwala pa kayo dun? It's More Fun? Meron pong isang lugar sa Cavite na ang pangalan ay Kailabne Bay. Okay. Anybody have been to Kailabne Bay? Hindi ko po alam na ganito po kaganda yung Kailabne Bay. Pero may isang ridge po doon. May isang parang rest house sa bago bumunta doon sa resort mismo, sa gitna ng pababang kalsada. Eagle Point, they call it. That you can see about 270 to 300 degrees ocean and islands. Tapos bundok sa likod. It's a conservation area. About 3 hours from Manila. And I was observing it, you know, trying to create the plans. But on the day that I was about to propose, so nagko-court na ako for, huwag na natin sabihin kung gaano katagal. It was pretty long courtship. But when I was about to propose, I had imagined that my friends would be there, may mga hidden camera, may mga musician, ganyan. Yan lang po yung nangyari. Nagkasakit po yung asawa ko on the day that I was, yung fiance ko at the time when I was about to propose. So, long and short, sira lahat ng plano. But I still wanted to make the proposal there. So, the day after when she was already well, I asked her together with my family, pasyal tayo sa Laguna, pasyal tayo sa Cavite, ganyan. So, tapos yung pumunta kami sa resort, sa Kailabne Bay, hindi muna kami pumunta dun sa spot na yan where you can see this view. And then I told my grandfather and then my two siblings, they were swimming by the beach and by the pool. Tapos sabi ko, gusto mo ng buko juice? Buko juice. Kumuha ako ng dalawang buko, tapos tara, inom tayo. Doon tayo, picture tayo doon. Okay. So may dalawa akong buko juice, but little did she know that I put one of those shells, fresh buko, yung engagement ring. Yung engagement ring. Tapos kinakabahan ako, tapos iniisip ko, ano nga yung sasabihin ko, nire-rehearse ko, inulit-ulit ko yung rehearsal ko sa utak. Tapos kailangan ganito, kailangan umabot sa sunset, so magpapatay muna ako ng oras. Tapos pinagpipray ko na umulis-alis yung mga ulap, ganyan, para maganda naman yung moment. Tapos maya-maya, di umiinom na kami. Ang problema, ininom niya yung maling buko juice. Ininom niya yung buko juice ko. So, parang hindi naman niya naubos, pero kinuwinto siya, tapos sabi niya, busog na ako eh. Sabi niya, ito pa oh. So, binakasan ko yung ano. So, I was already waiting. So, dumidiskarte ako, picture-picture, inuubos ko. So, dadalawa lang kami doon. At tapos, binababalan ko siya, tsaka, wag natin itapon yung ano, yung buko, kasi nasa bangin kami. Iniisip ko na kagad. Pag tinapon mo yung buko doon, ang isisigaw ko, sweldo ko! Okay. See, tumawad pa ako noon. Talagang tagal-tagal pinag-ipunan, di ba? Siyempre. Engagement ring, minsan-minsan mo lang gagawin yun, di ba? Tapos, buti na lang, okay, nakaubos naman siyang konti, binawas-bawasan ko, padiskate-diskate. Tapos, sabi niya, pagtingin niya sa buko, ay! Hila po, sinabi niya, ay! Ano to? Ganyan siya. Tapos, sabi ko, syempre, huminga akong malalim. Sabi ko, I've learned that every man should have his own piece of land. May miscript eh, no? Sabi ko, but since I can't afford one, I have gained a piece of rock and I want to offer it to you. Here, where the ocean meets the sky and the sea. Sabi ko, I want to ask you, will you marry me? Tapos iniisip ko na ano kaya sasabihin nito? Pag nag-note ako na lang tatalo. Hindi naman. Pero, you know what? Yes! And that was one of the happiest moments of my life. When I proposed and she said yes to my question, will you marry me? Mauta-uta pa ako noon. Hindi ko alam kung ano gagawin ko. But I was really happy because it really meant the start of a relationship that was really moving towards marriage and a married life. It was another chapter. Marriage is a very special relationship. And it is not simply special because it is shared by two unique individuals. It is special because it is very close to the heart of God. It is special because it has so much more significance than what we learn from books and people and media. It is very special because it also allows us to mature and understand God's will and God's plan for our life. Marriage is a blessing. And that's what we want to talk about today. You know, there were kids that were asked the following questions. Yung mga sibling mga question tungkol sa marriage, tinanong nila sa mga bata. Isa sa mga great debate, is it better to be single or married? Huh? I'm not gonna be asking you to raise your hands. Is it better to be single or married? Sabi ni Lynette, age 9, it's better for girls to be single but not for boys. Boys need someone to clean up after them. Okay? 9 years old. Question, what is the proper age to get married? Huh? 18. Okay, pwede. Legal. Legal age. Sabi ni Judy, 8-year-old, sabi niya, at 84. Because at that age, you don't have to work anymore and you can spend all your time loving each other. Whew! Kaya yung mga ano yung I'll wait. Okay, so ibang konteksto yung I'll wait kanina. Okay, so sabi naman ni Tom, 5 years old, once I'm done with kindergarten, I'm going to find me a wife. Okay, no? Conviction. Why do lovers often hold hands? Naisip niyo ba yun? Sino ba nagpauso ng hold hands? H-H-W-W, P-S-S-P. Alam niyo ba yun? P-S-S-P. May pa sway-sway pa. Okay, so. Okay. Sabi ni Gavin, 8-year-old, they want to make sure their rings don't fall off because they paid good money for them. Okay. Makes sense. How does a person decide whom to marry? Huh? Singles, makinig. Okay, Caroline, 8-year-old. My mother says to look for a man who is kind. That's what I'll do. I'll find somebody who's kinda tall, kinda handsome, kinda rich. Okay? Why does love happen between two particular people? Sabi ni Manuel H8, I think you're supposed to get shot with an arrow or something. But the rest of it isn't supposed to be so painful. You know, kids have their ideas of marriage. And some of them really cute, really interesting. But what is your idea of marriage? Why did you get married? Or why do you want to get married? Or for the other end of the spectrum, why do you avoid marriage? Or why don't you want to get married? Why do you even delay it? Have you ever thought about that? You know, married people and people who want to get married need advice. But tonight, we're not going to get advice. We're going to get what the Bible says. Because the manual or the mind of the manufacturer can be found in the Bible. I want to say this up front. Marriage is God's idea. God is the author of marriage. And we need to find out, and we're going to study that more tonight in Mark chapter 10. This was a very difficult preparation for the preaching because I was using a scripture on divorce to talk about marriage. But I want for you to bear with me because this is going to unveil something really, really important. And Jesus was being asked by the Pharisees. Tinatanong siya, ang sabi, okay, is it lawful? Okay, the question was, is it lawful for a man to divorce his wife? And it was already said there that they were asking him this question to trap him, to test him. Because if he said yes, okay, or if he said no, there were consequences. In fact, his cousin, John the Baptist, was put into prison and later beheaded because of, you know, condemning their leader for adultery because he was saying that to them. So they were hoping that Jesus would say the wrong answer para siya din matigok. So sinusubukan nila. Pero si Jesus, alam niya yung Bible niya. Hindi siya na nagoyo. So ang sagot niya, ito yung sagot niya. Okay, verse 3, sabi niya, what did Moses command you? And they said, Moses permitted a man to write a certificate of divorce and send her away. Now, think about this. They were talking about divorce. When we talk about divorce today, marami tayong matututunan sa internet. Some places it's legal, some places it's not. I'm not going to talk about, you know, whether the law was good or right. That's not our point tonight. But I want for you to have the perspective of God about marriage and why they were discussing divorce. You see, the rate of divorce is between 40 to 50%. This was in the States, some statistics. There's an increase of 500% of people getting divorced, you know, from 30 years ago. Tumataas po ito. Of those married, 20% are unhappily married and 10% are separated. And the divorce rates of Christians, listen to this, and non-Christians is not very far away. Why is that? Where have we lost the gospel about marriage? Where have we lost the teaching of God? And Jesus said, Mark chapter 10, verse 5 to 6, it was because your hearts were hard that Moses wrote you this law. Jesus replied, but at the beginning of creation, God made them male and female. So Jesus did not directly answer the question, but he brings them back to the origin of marriage. Kasi po, pag ang basis lang natin, yung batas, o kaya yung mga nangyayari ngayon, maliligaw po talaga tayo. And this message, by the way, is not just for the married. This message is also for the single. I want for you to see the plan of God in marriage. God made them male and female, referring to Genesis chapter 1, verse 27 to 28. I have only two truths to talk to you about tonight. One is this. Marriage is the doing of God. Say that with me. Ready? Go. Being the doing of God, it means it is His idea. Siya po'y nagsimula. He was the one who initiated it. Marriage, the main actor in the marriage covenant is not the person making the vows, but it is God Himself. It is His invention. Okay? It's not our hormone. It's not our desire. It's not simply our decision, but there is a part for us deciding about it. It is not simply, you know, libido. It's not simply just, you know, people, bakit magustong ikasal? Okay, so, mga iba-ibang sagot, you know. I asked my victory group, bakit mo gustong ikasal? And they had these wonderful answers. Okay, why did you want to get married? I had many answers, but one of them I always tell my wife, so that I can kiss you when I want to. But of course, that's not all. And there are many different answers to marriage, but we need to understand first that it is his God, it is God's idea. Genesis chapter 1 verse 27 to 28. This was what Jesus was quoting. So God created man in his own image. This was before sin. This was before there was immorality. God had a design for men and women. He says male and female, he created them in his image. And then he says in verse 28, God blessed them and said to them, be fruitful and increase in number, fill the earth and subdue it. It was through this marriage covenant that God wanted himself represented on the earth. We were made in the image and likeness of God, and we were to walk the earth with that same glory, with that same dignity, with that same presence of God. We were created in his image, and the manner by which he chose for us to multiply and subdue was through godly offspring. Okay, through the marriage covenant. That's why it was designed, multiplication, male and female. Notice male and female. If you study the Hebrew words for that, it actually speaks of sex organs of the man and the woman. They were compatible. They were made for each other. There was no mistake. There was no confusion. Marriage was between a man and a woman. It is a heterosexual. Okay? It is a heterosexual design. God blessed them, and God was the one who started this. It is the doing of God. Genesis chapter 2, verse 18, as we progress, you know. So God created man. Genesis chapter 2 talks about, ano ba yung ginagawa ni Adam noon? Noong nagsisimula siya, so nagtatrabaho si Adam, you know. Yung mga singles, so nagtatrabaho, okay. Nag-ano sa opisina. And the Lord God said, it is not good for the man to be alone. I will make a helper suitable for him. Think about this, guys. You know, single people. When we're God is the one who saw our need for a partner. It is not simply us, you know, just determining when we need a partner or how we're gonna need a partner. It was first and foremost God who saw that need. It is in the eyes of God, in the perspective of God, that we will understand, you know, that word suitable helper, okay, is doesn't mean, you know, helper na, no, supporta na parang domestic helper, no. No, it's not helper in the home, no. That suitable helper is actually an equal of the same calling, of the same inheritance, of the same strength, of the same dignity and honor. That's what it actually means. And God was looking for that for us. What does that imply? Okay, Genesis chapter 2, verse 22. Okay, it says, then the Lord God made a woman from the rib he had taken out of the man, and he brought her to the man. Some of you probably have heard me preach about this, di ba? Nung nilikha ng Panginoon, yung lalaki. Sino na unang nilikha? Yung lalaki. Anong sabi ng Diyos? Ha? Huh? Nung nakita niya yung lalaki, let there be man. Ano sabi niya? Man. Sabi niya ganun. And nung nilikha niya yung babae, man. Nakakabilib po ang design ng mga babae. And I want for you to know that the design of each one is very unique and different. God shifted from creating to refining because the woman was made from something that was already created. And he was taken out of man, and she was brought out of the man. You see, God is not hiding your future spouse that you need to seek them. Sino ba? Okay? Kailangan mo mag-binoculars, kailangan mo mag-ubos ng oras sa internet, kailangan mo mag-trial and error pa. Hindi po tinatago ni God. The Bible says, God brought the woman to the... Adam was just consumed with his personal calling in the work that he has been called. Are you consumed in what God has called you to do? You single women, you single men, are you consumed in what God has called you to do? It is in that place of serving God. It is in that place of worship that you will find the one and true and the one and only GPC. Hindi na yata uso yung GPC. Alam niyo ba yung GPC? God's perfect choice. Okay? Yung mga old school, ano? But God is the first person who gave away the bride. If marriage is God's doing, understand this, not only did he conceive it, marriage, okay, in marriage, God gave away the first bride. Ano yung feeling ni God? Ano yung feeling ni God? Yung mga, may mga daughters dito who gave, you know, their daughters away in marriage. How did you feel? Di ba? Kita mo yung tiwala. Kita mo na lang yung tiwala na binigay dun sa lalaki. Now God not only thought about this, He designed it. God spoke of this and He designed it. This is Mark chapter 10, verse 7. He says, "For this reason, a man will leave his and mother and be united to his wife." To be united means to cling or hold fast. They were meant to be united. Meron kami kina-counsel, no? Sabi niya, pag kinasal kami, hindi kami matutulog sa isang bed, ha? Talaga, sabi ko, parang malungkot yun. Diba? Parang hindi masyadong happy marriage yun. So, syempre, yun yung opinion niya. And we cannot tell people what to do. But if you're not willing to share, if you're just willing to share your heart and not your body, let me tell you, there's something missing there. Because when God spoke marriage in His design, it says they will be united. They will be one in flesh to hold fast. And it's very difficult. The standards of keeping together. The standards of being together. It's very difficult today with so many problems, with so many temptations, with so much exposure, with so much worldliness around us. The reality is to cling or to hold fast to a spouse. Diba, mag-boyfriend, girlfriend pa lang, hirap na, diba? How much more when you're married? Let me tell you this. It's only by the grace of God that we are able to keep and hold fast. Very difficult. But God doesn't end there. He doesn't only speak a design and a standard. The Bible also says He performs the miracle of one flesh union. Mark chapter 10, verse 8 says, okay, and the two will become one flesh. And they are no longer two, but... So, hindi ka na pwede kumunta ng sana. Okay? Dalawa ang. Hindi na pwede yon. Hindi na pwede yung, can you be my... Wag na yon. Old school na yun. Kailangan pakupasin mo na yung mga kanta na ganun. Kasi may mga kumakanta pa rin. May asawa ka na, may wedding ring ka na, may anak ka na. Pero ang kinakanta mo pa rin. Bakit ngayon ka lang... Bakit ngayon kung kailan? Diba? Ikaw sana ang aking yakap-yakap. At ang iyong kamay lagi ang aking hawak. At hindi pa. Mamasahay pala eh, no? Let me tell you. Sa mga tugtog pa lang, uso na to. Kailangan, na-filter natin yung mga yan. Kasi pag kinakanta natin yan, ako, pastor, ba't mo kinanta? Hindi ko na makakalimutan yan. Go worship naman tayo. Well, let me tell you that we were meant to be united. And it takes, listen to this, sa mga single, parang, di ba, you go into courtship, parang hirap maging makita kung kami ba talaga. Okay, para hindi testing mode yung dating ng courtship. Let me tell you this. When you pursue somebody with the idea of marriage, yung courtship, let me tell you, do not underestimate the power of God to unite man and woman, no matter how different you are. Do not underestimate that moment of making that covenant before the Lord, no matter how insufficient and lacking you are, or maybe you're seeing so much flaws in your partner. Let me tell you this. God will supply the lack. God can change the way. God will not only change her, but He will change you. Okay? So that when you see this person, maa-addict ka. When you see this person, talagang mag-iinit ka. Yes, Lord! Let's do this, Lord! It is when you say an amen to the will of God in your life. When you pursue somebody, you really pray about it. Because lalo na pag engaged na kayo, tapos di ba, marami kayong, mas makikilala mo lalo, okay, may mga boundaries kayo, tapos makikilala mo yung tao. Let me tell you, when you get married, that moment of having a miracle of one flesh union, parang marami dun sa mga arguments ninyo, hindi nyo na pag-aawayan. Bakit? Binago ni Lord yung puso nyo. And when you get married, let me tell you, the miracles happen every day. Because there is such a grace. Marriage is not just about two people. Marriage is about the cord of three strands. See, guys, I'm not here to stir you up. But I want for you to understand the power of God's Spirit in the marriage covenant. It is so special. It is so vast in its scope and its influence. Was meant to reflect the glory of God. Marriage is not just the doing of God. Because the Bible says God has joined them together. And it says, what God has joined together, let man not separate. Marriage is also the display of God. Marriage, God joins two people together. Marriage is the doing of God. It's God who joins them. But not only that, marriage is also the display of God. What am I talking about? Ano ba yung dinidisplay ni God sa marriage? Marriage was supposed to display His glory in the individual. In the diba, we were made in His image and likeness to subdue the earth and to fill it. And as couples, let me tell you this, the marriage covenant was designed to reflect the honor of God in our society. R.C. Sproul, you know, one of our theologians, made mention that godliness of a culture is reflected in marriages. Gusto mo malaman kung magandang morality dyan sa grupo ng tao na yan? Tignan mo yung marriages. Because godly marriages reflect high morality. Let me tell you this. Am I talking about, you know, am I talking about perfect marriages? No. But I am talking about people being perfected in marriage. This is how marriage becomes a blessing to us. Minsan kasi yung isipin natin, eh, marriage, mga responsibilidad yan. Naku, marriage, di ko kaya. Okay, magastos yan. Naku, marriage, marami kang hindi magagawa. If that is your perspective, then you are not really hearing what the Word of God is saying. Marriage is a blessing. Some people think, you know, marriage is difficult because it's hard to stay in love. But primarily, you know, marriage is not about staying in love. Marriage is about staying in covenant. And it is because about covenant keeping that God will mature us. Yung mga married people, alam nila to. They wouldn't have discovered their flaws if not for the people that they are married to. They would not have had a greater dependence on who God is, an understanding of who God is, listen to this, if they did not get married. How much more nag-aanak ka, nakita mo kung gaano ka, kaiksi yung pasensya mo. Naintindihan niyo ba yun? Marriage is God's gift to all of us. Whether we are single or married, you know, we come from parents. And if you came from families that there were broken marriages or you just had single parents, let me tell you this. You don't need to, you know, to see marriage from that perspective. You just recognize where you are and believe that God has a different story for you. Every single person has a story. And because it is the display of God, there has to be honor in the marriage. That two will become one flesh speaks of a covenant. It makes marriage sacred and joyful and glorious. Meron pong pagkakaiba ang kontrata at saka ang covenant. Yung kontrata, ganito. A contract is basically an agreement between two people for the purpose of protecting their rights, limiting their responsibilities, and safeguarding their interests. Pag two people in contract, ganito yan. May kontrata tayo. Ang kontrata ko, ganito. Ito, give and take. Huh? Kontrata. For as long as that relationship is being satisfied, okay yung kontrata. Pag hindi na ako nag-give or hindi na ako nag-take, pwede yung i-breach yung kontrata. Naintindihan nyo? That's what a contract is. But marriage is not just a contract. It is a covenant. And a covenant is this. It is a solemn and binding relationship between two covenant partners and their God, which is meant to last a lifetime. That is why marriage is the display of God. Marriage was meant to display who God is. When people look at your marriages, you married people, when the people outside, your relatives, do they see the glory and honor of God? Do they see, you know, it's so hard. I'm not asking perfection. But do they recognize that the God that you worship is true in your marriages? You who are single, are you building towards this God-honoring marriage? Because you don't need to get married before you actually set the standards. You want to know why? Because in Malachi chapter 2, talks about being faithful with the wife of your youth. God had already planned your marriage. God had already designed. Yung desire mo na magkaroon ng asawa, galing kay God yun. And it is when you begin to make decision and begin to act upon that faith that God had already destined only just one person. If you recognize that there is one person, you're not gonna mess it up. You wanna know why? Because you love God so much and you love this person so much, even if you're not married yet. And I want for you to know that there is grace for that. In Mark chapter 10, verse 10 to 12, when they were in the house again, the disciples asked Jesus about this. No, hindi pa rin na naiintindihan. Ang sabi ni Jesus, anyone who divorces his wife and marries another woman commits adultery against her. And if she divorces her husband and marries another man, she commits adultery. Bakit palaging pinataga ng Panginoon yung adultery? The Bible says, if you look at a woman lustfully, or if you look at a man, kung babae ka, lustfully, you commit adultery in your heart. Why was he so hard on the adultery? Why was he pounding the law? Why was he pounding the law? Was it to condemn us? Of course not. For John chapter 3 verse 17 says, he did not come to condemn us or to condemn the world, but to save it. Pero Lord, ang hirap naman ng standard. Ang hirap naman, Lord, na hindi maging lustful sa heart. Ang hirap naman hindi tumingin, Lord. But God knows that because he became a man like one of us. What then is the reason? Mark chapter 10, let me go back to verse 5. Sabi niya, God, Moses gave you this law because your hearts were hard. And we need to recognize this. If we are to move on and understand this, listen to this. We need to come to a place and say, God, tigas talaga yung puso namin. We are sinful. There's a sinful nature in each of us. There's always appealing towards immorality, towards adultery. It's because our hearts were hard that Moses gave that law. You see, there are laws that were given, but that wasn't the original idea of God. These laws were given to accommodate man's sinfulness, to manage our immorality. But that wasn't the original plan of God. Understand that God's plan was faithfulness and covenant keeping. Ephesians chapter 5, verse 25 to 23. This is a very long, lengthy scripture. Husbands, love your wives, just as Christ loved the church, and gave himself up for her to make her holy, cleansing her by the washing with water through the word, and to present her to himself as a radiant church without stain or wrinkle or any other blemish, but holy and blameless. That is the standard of the marriage covenant. In this way, husbands ought to love their wives as their own bodies. He who does not love his wife He who loves his wife loves himself. After all, no one ever hated his own body, but he feeds and cares for it, just as Christ does the church. For we are members of his body. For this reason, there it is again, a man will leave his father and be united to his wife, and they will become one flesh. This is a profound mystery, but I am talking about Christ and the church. Beloved, I want for you to hear me on this. God did not come to condemn us. And Jesus was pounding the law to tell you and me that he came to fulfill that law for us. He came to tell you and me to cover our hardened hearts, takpan, pagtatakpan niya, na parang siya mismo yung makasalanan, siya mismo yung adulterous, siya mismo yung madumi, siya yung tao na tumanggap ng kasalanan natin. Para sa mata ng banal na Ama, pag tinignan tayo, malinis ka. Pag tinignan ang bawat isa sa atin, wala tayong kasalanan. We have been justified by God. This is the kind of love that Christ has for His church. And this is the only human relationship that God had chosen to display His covenant on the earth today. You want to know why God is so, you know, passionate about marriage and hating divorce so much? Because he had meant that marriages would reflect his honor, would display his holiness and his purity. Marriage, therefore, is primarily about staying in covenant and not only about love and romance. Nasubukan nyo na bang magselos? Nakakita na ba kayo ng taong nagseselos? Iba yung taong naiinggit. Yung taong nagseselos, may karapatan sa isang tao. You want to know how passionate Jesus was for us? The Bible says he was jealous for us. His name is jealous. You want to know why he's jealous for us? Because he has a right to every single one of us. Binili niya tayo ng dugo niya. You can't be jealous of a girlfriend. You don't own that girlfriend. But you can be jealous of your spouse. Because you are in covenant. You were made to be each other. Nalang yung covenant natin? Diba? For you are no longer your own, but mine. Nung sinabi natin nung sa harap ng Panginoon at sa mga witnesses, let me tell you, he is so jealous for you. And he is here to tell you that you can have that kind of marriage that is according to His Word. Because He is faithful. Not because we are faithful, but because He is faithful. If Christ was to divorce His church, then divorce would be good. But Christ will not let go of His church. Christ will not, you know, fail each and every single one of us. In fact, He sealed it by dying on the cross for every single one of us. Are you getting me? Can you imagine what God will do for each and every single one of us? Imagine a husband. Mahal niya yung isawa niya, nagtatrabaho siya. Imagine a husband, binibigay niya lahat, sakripisyo, ginive up niya lahat para din sa asawa niya, para sa pamilya nila. Imagine, tapos wag yung wife, one day, umuwi yung husband, nakita niya, nasa kama yung asawa niya with another guy. Can you imagine? Listen to this. Can you imagine the kind of grief the husband would feel? Can you imagine that? Can you picture the kind of anger that would consume him? If I were that husband and I would see my wife doing that, if I were that, probably do a lot of crazy stuff. And what if that wife would not only do it once, but would do it twice, three times, four times, five times, and would do it in my face, and would do it in broad daylight in front of all my neighbors and my children? How would I feel? The grief. Would I divorce? Beloved, I want for you to know that in the eyes of God, we are adulterers, every single one of us. But Christ, in His faithfulness, chose to love us and still loves us today, to this very day, that we betray Him, that we betray His love, that we make cheap His blood, and talk about sin as if it's just part of life. I want for you to know, Christ is faithful. Christ will choose to love you, has loved us by dying on that cross, and took upon Himself the wrath that was due us. Imagine that and reflect upon that tonight. Father, I ask that You would let Your Word flow into our hearts. I ask, Lord, that You allow us to see how jealous You are for us. For You said in Your Word, Your love, O God, is as strong as death. Its jealousy is unyielding as the grave. Many waters cannot quench Your love. Lord, Your fire, Your love is like a fire, Lord God. It cannot be quenched by many waters. And for all the sins that we have committed, God, You chose to still love us. You chose to still cleanse us. You chose to renew us. I believe God wants to do a work in our hearts tonight. God wants to do a work of holiness. God wants to sanctify us and set us apart for Himself. That we might feel, not just this love, but He might feel and understand na magiging tapat ang Panginoon sa atin. Na hindi niya tayo iniiwan. Na pag nagkasala tayo, kahit ulit-ulit minamahal niya pa rin tayo, iniintindi niya tayo, nagpapasensya sa atin. That is the kind of covenant that He has for us. And it's only by that same grace that we are able to live a married life that is according to His work. Father, I pray for a revelation of that.